What was the bride's petition? Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, and blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. And then she comes to the heart of her request. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Now, that is how the bridegroom answers. Because he also comes at the end of his answer to the heart of it. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. He comes to the invitation. He desires his people to rejoice with him. He delights in the pleasant, in those good fruits. And now he desires also his people to partake, because he delights in mercy. How does he begin his invitation? He says, eat, O friends. He uses that title, friends. Includes the bride. There are others. It's in the plural. Many brides, you could say, yes. But he calls her a friend. And then it is an exclamation that comes from the bottom of his heart. Because that word friend means I will allure her. I will draw my bride unto me. Because I will show myself friendly unto my bride. Are you his friend? Or are you an enemy still? We became enemies in the fall. Haters of God. And enemies, rebels. Enough. That is what the Lord teaches. But are you now a friend? You say, but who is now a friend? You know, the Lord himself called Abraham his friend. But then he called him first out of Ur of the Chaldees, and then he made an enemy into a friend. The Lord also said about Lazarus, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. So Lazarus was a friend. The Lord said to his disciples, if you do my word, ye are my friends, if you do my words which I command you. And that is loving, willing obedience. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go forth and bring forth fruits. And then you can read it. The fruits. Gathered amur. That honeycomb with the honey, and the wine with the milk. And that is now all, not only for me, says the bridegroom, but that is now also for you to enjoy. Then by me you are reconciled unto God. And then the Spirit makes you a friend. O friends, eat, drink, yea, drink abundantly. The bridegroom deals so kindly with his bride, because he says, friend, because that is a very close companion, a familiar companion. Unto a friend you can tell everything, and from a friend you can ask everything. A man which has friends must deal friendly with him. Now Christ is the best friend. That is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But there is more friends in the plural. When Paul was in Sidon, he was allowed to visit his friends in that city. Christ, we said, is the greatest friend. But then all God's children are also your friends. Then it becomes true with those people. Yea, for the sake of friends and king, my heart desires thy peace. And for the house of God, the Lord, my care shall never cease. Oh, then, the friends of the bridegroom, God's servants, become your special friends as well. The Lord lays that bond. You do not have anything to that. But then there are friends in the church, spiritual friends, because I am a companion, that is a friend, of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy commandments. Oh, that exceeds far more than an earthly friend. You can be thankful for that. But this is a spiritual friend. And that spiritual friend will be with you in the greatest need, and then he will help, and then he will deliver. Now that is what Christ does, because he says, my friends, all friends, they belong to him. Oh, again the question, are you now a friend of the bridegroom? Is he your friend already? And then what does he say? He says, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly. Abundantly. So that means he includes the myrrh. He includes the honey and the honeycomb. He includes the wine and the milk. It is all in him. And see, then that abundance, you can read when Joseph gave his brethren provisions at his table. Because then you read, they drunk and were merry with him, and they drunk largely, that is abundantly. That is not drunkenness in the way of sin. But that was now satisfying them with the goodness of God's house. And see, that is now merited by that great friend. Then he has prepared that abundance that is now food for the soul. That is his holy word. That is his precious gospel. That is at the Lord's table when he says, my meat, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. That is also that milk. Oh, then he means to say, be now filled with my love towards you. Here you have a token. Here you have my mercy. Here you have my law. Here you have my love. And you must now also experience that spiritual joy. Here is the beginning. Oh, yes. Here are the foretastes, but once the weary night shall pass, and then we shall awake with him. That is that banquet in heaven above. But now once again a caution, an instruction, an encouragement. I have no money, I have no price, no. All ye that are thirsting, come ye to the waters, and eat and drink without money and without price, milk, wine and milk. Oh, that is now all paid for by his blood, by his sufferings, by all his merits. And congregation, then the bridegroom presses home his invitation to the very heart of that bride even more. For he says, eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. He looks her in the eyes, and he presses her close, and he says, O beloved, it is a feast of love. And as Peter experienced on the Sea of Tiberias, then the Lord can ask him about that love. And it came out, thou knowest, Lord, that I love thee. Imperfect and so short on his sight. But that principle is love is in the heart of those people. And then the Holy Supper also is a feast of love. As I said, the foretastes are then given. Then he will satisfy all those brides with his friends, his beloved, with the goodness of thy house. O beloved, then we shall experience that his banner is love over me in his banqueting house. My beloved, says that bride, is mine, and I am his, and he feedeth among the lilies. I am my beloved, and his desire is towards me. Unfathomable words, incomprehensible wonder, boundless grace, overabundant mercy, that is now everlasting faithfulness. Oh, young and old, would that I could make you jealous. The world is bitter. The devil is a liar. And hell is everlasting fire. But this is life. This is love. This is the blessing. This is communion with the Lord forevermore. Oh, that the Lord would give you a foretaste, and then you're spoiled for the world. One drop of that love, one drop of that honey, one look of his love, and it is done, people. Oh, there is a remnant that says yes. That is now so true. And then at last, what shall it be? And the Lord takes us up into that banqueting house, takes us up to that marriage feast of the lambs. Oh, will there be not some that say, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O my friend, and O my beloved? Then you reply. But he says, this is now all for you, from me, that we shall have never-ending communion. And then church, then beggars and sires, then we shall begin to be merry forever. Amen.